Did you have fences like made out of logs or?
Well, some, but most of ours were wire fenced. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people had those split fence, they called them.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have those. We had wire. Most of ours were wire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like barbed wire mm-hmm. type. Okay. Where did the cows graze?
Out in the oat field.
In the what?
Oat field, when you'd plant oats for the cows and let them get out there and eat the oat.
Oh, okay. Just let them out there to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Graze out in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
What else was left for them to eat while they eat it. And then you would feed them at night, you know, some kind of corn. You'd grind up corn.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you said it was a meal that put in there. Feed them. And they were always fat and pretty.
Was it fenced in there, the fields
where
they stayed?
You had to fence in along there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were getting your neighbor's field if you did.
Mm-hmm. How about the hogs? Did you have a pen or something?
Gobs of pens for those.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was mostly made out of boards.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that place with
hog pen?
Okay. Had board fences around it.
Now that was around the pen now,
mm-hmm.
but when you let them out around in the woods, along then people had so much woods, because I remember those woods around our home, then they would have that fenced in, and you'd have to go get a stub if they wanted to get out, and you'd get a little board and go and stick it down and keep it in. It was fun.
Did they ever have any place out in the fields where they might pen up the cows?
No, we didn't.
Milk them
or
anything?
Now, a lot of people might have, but you'd always bring your cows in the afternoon to milk them.
Okay. I think sometimes they have a place to maybe pin them up and collect the manure or something
like
that.
Yeah, but that's in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I was living at the jail. We didn't have things like that.
Okay. What about before they had indoor plumbing? Did you have a...
Oh, we had a two-seater privy.
Two-seater.
Mm-hmm.
So two people could go at the same time?
Go at the same time.
With that many
but
children?
A lot of people had one, you said just one seat, but we always had two seats.
Did anybody have any different terms that they called it? Names for it?
Well, we always called it the privy, but a lot of people would call it outdoor toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But we called it the privy.
Okay. How about on the outside of the house or barn, you know, the boards that
mm-hmm.
lap over? What do they call those boards?
Mm, what did they call them? I told Elaine I was getting old time disease. I couldn't remember everything. She said it was Mary. I am too. What did we call those boards? I don't remember what we called them, but I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Weatherboard? Did they call
the weather board? Yes, that's what you have to hear on the weather board.
Mm-hmm.
But then they would lap over.
Mm-hmm.
Now my sister could tell you all about that. She's getting it too, but she can remember the old times. Oh gosh.
Well, it's things that you just take for granted, and you can remember if you're talking about them.
Yeah,
if somebody just comes out and asks you
that's
about them, it's strange. What about around the outside of the roof? Did they have something to hang down and catch the rain? Or?
Well, long then you didn't have gutters to catch rain.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't. Now, some people might have, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And no one around in our community had anything like that,
mm-hmm.
the gutters for our house.
They didn't save the rainwater.
You'd put your buckets out to catch the rainwater in tubs.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you'd set your tub out. Because, see, you had to take a bath in a wash tub. So you would set your tubs outside and you'd catch plenty of water that way.
Mm-hmm. And then use that water to
use the water.
Mm-hmm.
To water you, whatever you need, garden or take a bath if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. How about in the top of the house, do they have a term for a place where, I never knew there was such a term, but